producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Peyton Manning visiting a doctor in North Carolina. Finds out he's out at least two more weeks as he continues to recover from a plantar fascia tear. How concerned are the Broncos?
You know, honestly, I don't think they're necessarily overly concerned, because I think that what they're doing now is they want to buy time for him to heal. And the fact that it's probably going to be a two-week healing, I think they actually feel better about this. You know, they have Brock Osweiler, who can run the Gary Kubiak offense. It's going to be two tight ends. It's going to be rollouts. And as long as he doesn't turn over the ball and the defense plays well, they'll feel good about it and buy more time. If, let's say, for example, Osweiler has a good game Sunday night against the New England Patriots, you know, two, 3 weeks down the line when Peyton's healthy, they may not go back to him. I think they want Peyton as the insurance policy, but in the short term, they're going to go with Osweiler.
There's Jonathan Coachman and John Clayton from ESPN talking about Peyton Manning's torn plantar fascia injury. How do you pronounce it? I think that's the way you do it. Whether he'll have any chance of returning as starting quarterback for the rest of the season. And that, along with a lot of other things going on in the NFL and the NHL, basketball, the focus on sports talk radio, is what gets us started on this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I say special edition because it's not the usual date or time for this, but because it's Thanksgiving weekend, we thought we'd put this together so they give you an extra day or two to think about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We'll be reviewing all of the top 10 talk topics based on the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine for the week of November the 23rd to the 27th. We're going through in this hour all, and there will be examples from various radio programs of the points that are made from number 10 to number 1. So, as I say, number 10, sports talk radio, what's going on in the world of sports, the chatter about that is in the 10th position. So now let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Number 9, this week, Thanksgiving week, preparations going on for your trips or for your enjoyment, and just the general thought pattern that you go through in terms of thinking about what you're thankful for. This week on my weekday Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I talked about Butterball's Turkey Hotline and the most memorable questions they've ever gotten about cooking for Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, and the bird is on everybody's mind. And so there's a turkey hotline. You've heard about it, right? I find the bigger the piece of meat, the bigger the mystique in how to cook it. And so Butterball obviously agrees with that. And they've set up this hotline, and they said, well, you know what? This year we're going to release the 8 most memorable calls that a Butterball operator has received in regarding the Thanksgiving turkey. So I thought we'd talk about them, because in case you want to avoid some problems, this might be the way to do it. The first question on the list is how to roast a turkey so it gets golden brown tan lines in the shape of a turkey bikini.
What? I like this.
So the talk line expert actually said, you know what, if you really want to do this, you can use tinfoil. So they did tinfoil in strategic locations to give their tinfoil a bikini, or their turkey a bikini. All right, how to carve a turkey when all of its bones has been broken is another one. I guess some guy called in to tell the staff how he wrapped his turkey in a towel and stomped it several times to break the bone so it would fit in his pan. Now, my thought is you just get a bigger pan, but, you know, maybe you can look into something else. You could maybe buy two smaller turkeys in place of one if you're having problems with the size of your turkey. Yeah. Another guy called in and said that he had carved his turkey with a chainsaw, and he wanted to know if the chain grease was going to adversely affect the turkey. Answer there is yes, definitely. If you want to make carving easier, you should let
your... kind of grease it was.
Well, you should...
Lithium grease would be all right.
If you want to do it the right way, pull your turkey out of the oven, let it rest for 20 minutes, because that lets the juice redistribute around the turkey so it doesn't get dry, and then use a carving knife from your kitchen, not your chain. so that would probably be good.
Oh, you ruin all the fun.
Yeah. I know. Another woman called and said, why does my turkey have small breasts? Well, apparently she was looking at it upside down. You want to make sure you start your turkey right side up, breast forward, get that nice and brown, and then flip it over. If you have a small oven, by the way, that seems to be a big problem for people calling Butterball. Use a small turkey. Your turkey's not going to expand in the oven when it cooks. Just make sure that you have a nice pan for it, because it's, you know. Now, this one's a favorite of mine. My turkey thawed on my lap. Can I eat it? Uh-huh. Apparently, a guy won a turkey at a casino and brought it home on a bus where he thawed out while he was sitting in there. So, safest way to thaw your turkey, people, in the refrigerator. Also, you might want to try brining this year. You can let your turkey sit in like a saltwater solution, throw a little garlic, some other seasonings in there. That makes sure that you have a nice, juicy turkey. You can do that about a day or two ahead of time.
Number 8.
That was Rich McFadden on my program as well from the preparation segment for Thanksgiving Day 2015. Number 8, another Thanksgiving tradition, it would seem, as futile as it is just to keep it on. When the good thing starts, then you know it's always going to get ruined. So Black Friday, Black Monday, Black Week before Thanksgiving, good God. Here's Taco's Pam Cook talking to Fox News reporter Rachel Sutherland about whether Black Friday is really as big a deal as the news media wants you to think it is.
I think it is popular, but I think that it's starting to slip a little bit as far as the American consumer is concerned. I don't have any polling data on that, but it just appears that people are leaning toward shopping online more. There are more deals to be had there. And I don't know about you, but I've firmed up my turkey dinner. I don't really want to go rush out to the mall. I don't like being up in the middle of the night anyway. I certainly don't want to spend it in the mall, but I mean, maybe I'm alone with that, but I kind of doubt it. Just not so sure that people are into the whole stampeding for the TV as much as maybe we used to be.
Yeah, sometimes I think maybe it's as you get older, we kind of we're over it.
Yeah.
You know, my younger, like my sons in their 20s, they think it's kind of fun and cool to go out and be in the middle of craziness and that kind of stuff. But I don't know, do you really even find deals on things maybe that you're actually wanting?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. Say you find a deal. I actually called a credit counseling guy, talked to a guy last week, and you get this amazing deal, right? And you throw it on a credit card. And say that credit card has a really high interest rate, you know, 19, 20%. What's that deal going to cost you in the end? I mean, not to be a killjoy or a Grinch, but think about what this is really going to cost you if you don't pay it off right away.
Yeah. And the other thing, I wonder if stores, I don't know if you've heard anything like this. I've kind of seen a few things kind of alluding to this, but that they may offer you that 32-inch TV for $159, but when you go to buy that sweater that's normally $17.99, it's now $25.99.
Right, so they're going to get you somewhere. We talk about sometimes going into these big box stores, we're really just meant to get a couple of things, and before you know it, you're spending $300. Same kind of concept. I think that Americans are sort of catching on. If you look at consumer spending, it's actually kind of going down here lately, and certainly we want to have the economy do well. But I just think that people might want to be in their fuzzy slippers at home and really just do a lot of shopping online.
All right, so there we have it. Numbers 9, 8, well, let's start with 10. 10, 9, 8. So number 7 is next here on this week's Countdown.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 and more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch makes the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world for a fraction of what you'd pay in a department store. We only sell online at bollandbranch.com and cut out all of the markups you'll find everywhere else. I'm especially proud that 3 U.S. presidents sleep on our sheets. Boll & Branch bedding is a fantastic gift for yourself or for a loved one. It's Black Friday weekend, and there's never been a better time to give us a try. So go to bollandbranch.com today for huge savings on our sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper. There's never been an easier way to give a thoughtful gift. So don't miss the Black Friday sale at bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. And use promo code Black Friday. Give the gift of comfort at bollandbranch.com. Promo code Black Friday.
Number seven item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Here's radio man Dave Lee talking to correspondent Susie Jones about the Minneapolis shooting. There's a lot of discussion about Black Lives Matter, the protest that took place there after the video came out of what happened in the shooting in Minneapolis some months ago. So here we find out in the discussion whether white supremacists were involved.
There were 5 people shot near the protesting here in Minneapolis. What happened and what's going on?
Well, Dave, about 10:40, there were reports of shots fired just where I am right now in 1400 block of Morgan. That's about one block away from the 4th Precinct, which is that whole block, Dave, just to give our listeners a little sense, from Morgan to Penn on Plymouth Avenue is completely blocked off. And down the middle of the street, right now, there are several portable campfires set up right down the middle of the street where the protesters remain this morning, even after that shooting. And Dave, just talked to Nakiba Levy-Pounds from the NAACP in Minneapolis, and they were told about the possibility of white supremacist groups coming to do harm, to disrupt the protests, and they believe that's what happened last night. There was some kind of a altercation, a scuffle, and then some shots. Now, those 5 people that were shot are all expected to be okay, but she told me that they're not afraid. They're going to stay here. They're a little bit rattled, but they're going to be here and continue to protest the shooting death of Jamar Clark. Plus, they say it's more than that. They want justice for all people in the African-American community.
Was it one shooter? Do we know, Susie?
It was a group of 3 men that were initially involved, and as far as who was the exact shooter, they're still sort of sorting that all out, trying to determine who did the shooting and how it all went down. But just again, the people that were shot are expected to recover, so non-life-threatening injuries. But really, just it is tense over here. Even though it's calm this morning, you can still kind of feel tension in the air.
Is there a press conference coming up at all from the police?
Black Lives Matter have called a press conference. They say that they are planning another march, and they say that this latest incident is only actually serving to grow the support for this movement. And I talked to a gentleman from Black Lives Matter this morning, Michael McDowell, and he told me that they're starting from the 4th Precinct, and they're going to go to where the decision makers are, but he wouldn't tell me the route they were going to take. So we'll see what happens with that.
This Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 21 past the hour. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item on the countdown is this travel warning that's come from the United States State Department from WJR in Detroit. Paul W. Smith talking to correspondent Steve Kesselbaum about the announcement earlier in the week warning you, if you're a holiday traveler, to be alert because there are possibilities that terrorism could happen various places around the world.
The State Department issuing a travel alert through late February, telling people that are traveling anywhere that they should be aware of the fact that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other groups are continuing to try to plan attacks around the world, not just in their locations or in the United States. They would like to carry out attacks anywhere and everywhere, and they warn people to always be aware of what's going on around them and to possibly even avoid the situations where large crowds gather as they're traveling around the world. The other thing they said that people must be on alert for is the possibility that lone individuals sympathetic to those groups would want to carry out attacks on their own, unaffiliated to those groups. So basically they're telling people just to be alert everywhere you go and avoid large crowds for the next couple of months.
Which, there in New York with Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, here in Detroit with America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Art Van, in our football games, the Lions are playing, back here at home, Michigan's playing, Michigan State on the road. There's a lot going on, and we're told to carry on with our lives, otherwise we're letting the terrorists win, and yet we get an edict or alert like that from the government.
Yeah, they specifically mentioned sporting events, by the way, around the Thanksgiving holidays, given the fact that some of these suicide bombers in Paris attacked a soccer stadium. So you're right, the mayor here yesterday was adamant in his belief, and he put out some statements yesterday that we can't alter our routines, that if we do that, then the terrorists have won, that this is psychological warfare, that they don't need to carry out an attack to be successful. They just need to instill fear in us. And so he was telling people, not to be worried about coming to the Thanksgiving Day parade, for instance, that the police are doing all they can to make it a safe event. He reminded people that You know, we just had the Pope here and the UN General Assembly simultaneously, and we were able to host both events safely without incident. And they said the counterterrorism task force, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, are doing all they can to protect us right now.
Well, Steve, with all due respect, and I know it's not you saying it, but I don't think any of us going into New York are going to feel like we're going to have the protection, for example, the Pope had, but that's another story. They are saying that these attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics using conventional and non-conventional weapons targeting both official and private interests. It upsets me a little bit that the police chief, maybe the mayor, who knows who else, were angry at, for example, some schools from out of state that were going to bring people into New York, decided not to make those trips right now. I don't blame the schools. I mean, if you're asked to be careful, why wouldn't you be careful?
There's a question and a half, and there's a loaded question, in fact, but there is so much fear. There's so much, the news media is so full of reasons for you to be afraid, and our mentality, and some of us, our DNA brings us around to being afraid of things because our parents said, don't put your finger on the stove. When it's on, you burn your hand, and don't stick your finger in the electric socket because you'll get electrocuted. Don't stand in traffic because you'll get run over. You know, all kinds of stuff. We are fear-based beings, fear-based thinkers. And I maintain that there isn't one judgment, not one decision that's ever made out of fear that is correct. And usually, fear-based decisions are usually just plain wrong. So think about that as you decide what to do with yourself over the Thanksgiving weekend. This is a special edition of the Thanksgiving Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This Black Friday, Jared is the only place you'll find one of the season's most popular jewelry gifts. The exclusive Pandora Holiday Gift Set. This amazing set includes 12 charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive prancing reindeer charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $220 on the entire set. The one piece of jewelry she'll treasure forever is waiting for you. Only at Jared.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, our special Thanksgiving edition, being heard more over this weekend because it seems to fit. We have a lot to be thankful for here on the countdown. Your continued interest and participation. Folks that want to know what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, this is the place to find it every week. And so we've gone through the top 10. We've done numbers 10 through number 6. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio. No heavy lifting involved in that. Number 9, Thanksgiving, the holiday. Number 8, Black Friday, the post-holiday, or is it pre-holiday, because Black Friday seems to be going on ad nauseum here. Number 7, the focus on Black Lives Matter and this whole business about police being arrested, the Chicago police, the Minneapolis situation. It's all very difficult, but it's all part of the conversation, so that's why it's at number 7. Number 6, the warnings that have come from the State Department about holiday traveling. So that brings us around now to the second half hour of the countdown, and number 5.
Number 5.
The downed Russian warplane, the Turks have been trying to make some sort of... Well, actually, no, I don't know if they have been making excuses. Putin said that they stabbed the Russians in the back. Let's find out what Talk Show's Mike Violette says as he talks to State Representative Barry Hobbins of Maine about how Russia reacts to the shooting down of one of their planes.
Russian warplane crashing Tuesday on the Syrian side of the Turkey-Syria border, according to a Russian defense minister spokesman. Why did it crash? Turkey says it shot down the warplane after multiple warnings saying it repeatedly violated Turkish airspace. It turns out the plane was shot down, and that is going to mean some extra tension in one of the more fragile regions.
Mike, we really need that now. You know that? That is unbelievable.
Well, they asked the Russians nicely, don't fly over our airspace.
Well, there's more going in and out of that of the borders of Turkey.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, a minor setback for Russia, but Putin is winning over Obama in the battle against ISIS. Don't you think? By the way, that's Barry Hobbins over there, the honorable state representative from Soccer.
Julian Perkin also.
Ken is away today. So he's winning the battle, I think, Putin, certainly from a PR
standpoint. He's revved up. You know, he's recreating the whole Cold War thing, and he loves every bit of it. He's a former KGB agent. He can't, he can't help himself.
Exactly.
He really can't. You know.
Do you watch House of Cards?
Yes, I do.
The Russian president in House of Cards, that's Putin right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. You can't make that up, I'm telling you.
No.
Absolutely.
You can't. So that's where we are.
Number four item or issue this week on our Talk Radio Review is the continuing focus on those who would be king or those who would be the president of the United States. Host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos here talk about Donald Trump's ability to stay at the top of the polls despite his numerous gaffes when it comes to using facts and that sort of thing on the campaign trail.
Is Donald Trump a liar or is he just a storyteller?
Mm.
Does he lie or does he just have false memory?
Does he bend the truth for his advantage?
Right.
Is he a Jedi Master? These are not the Twin Towers you're looking for.
Well, the Twin Towers, when they went down, Donald Trump said he saw something
right.
that no one else saw. And now he's telling the world about it.
I saw people getting together and in fairly large numbers celebrating as the World Trade Center was coming down, killing thousands of people.
He said thousands of people were killed, which is true.
Yeah.
He also said thousands of people
mm-hmm.
were cheering.
In
Jersey City. There is not one report about that. Online, at any news media, go ahead.
Yeah, let me go down that road.
Go down the road.
Because I found something.
Nice. Did you find people that were cheering when the World Trade Centers went down?
The Washington Post actually tried to do this. And they said a number of people have been saying that on September 18th, 2001, there was an article that said what Donald Trump is saying.
Okay.
So the Washington Post went back into its records, and what they found is that a small paragraph buried in the story about the aftermath of 9/11 was that there were reports of people cheering in New Jersey.
Thousands? Reports. Okay.
They have never been able to substantiate any of those reports. So I don't know where the thousands upon thousands are coming from. Even now, they asked one of the reporters who tried to vet the story. He said, "I never found anything at all." Even there was a report of there was, you know, like an after party or something like that on the top of an apartment building in New Jersey with people that were cheering. Never found those people either. So the reports have never been substantiated, yet Donald Trump is hanging on to this. I saw it, thousands of people, they were cheering in Jersey City as, you know, the Twin Towers fell.
He said he saw it on television.
What did we see on television? Because I do remember seeing this.
And we checked it out. Yesterday we said that we remembered seeing people in the streets in another country,
mm-hmm.
and I speculated that maybe it was Pakistan. They were Palestinians, so it wasn't in Pakistan. Palestinians did go in the streets, and they did, you know, burn the flag, American flag. They liked what they saw on 9/11. Okay, that definitely happened. We're not well liked around the world.
So, and I remember those images as well, but I knew it wasn't New Jersey. Palestine, the area of Palestine, whatever you want to call it, does not look like Jersey City, New Jersey, and even the New Jersey Star Ledger, they had reports of rooftop celebrations. They never substantiated it either. So, I don't know why he keeps like attaching himself to something that is not true.
Number three.
Number three, the aftermath of what happened in France, the Paris attacks. Lots of conversation about that appropriately this week on News Talk radio stations and programs. Talk host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy here with CBS correspondent Elaine Cobb. They discussed Prime Minister David Cameron's trip to Paris and how he's planning to work with the French president on securing the European Union against any further terrorist attacks.
Well, the two leaders have been talking about how better to combat Islamic State militants, and they've agreed that it's a common threat and they must share information. The two also said we need to strengthen cooperation with our European neighbors. French President Hollande has already said he wants more involvement across the EU, particularly after that glaring intelligence failure when the man behind the Friday's attack managed to get from Syria across Europe into France without being detected by any of the European intelligence services. And Prime Minister Cameron also said Britain wants to play its part in the coalition against ISIS, and he's presenting a plan this week to Parliament at home to involve British warplanes so that they will join in the airstrikes.
So the idea then is reminiscent of the United States security agencies post 9/11 in that it's an attempt to just coordinate security agencies, police forces, etc., within the EU.
Yes, because that's one of the things they're looking at. Because despite the fact that most things in daily life and economic life and political life in Europe are coordinated throughout the entire European Union zone, the intelligence sharing is only at a bilateral level. So France and Britain might share information, but only when they ask each other. There is no central intelligence sharing, and it's clear that that's something that's needed more at the moment. And so they're pushing, the French have been pushing for it. Britain is now saying, yes, we think that's a good idea. And so it's got to be something that's going, will be discussed. It's already been discussed in an emergency meeting in Brussels. But that is going to take, it's going to be complicated, of course, because it's the intelligence services. But this is something that European leaders are starting to realize is absolutely necessary.
At least on a temporary basis, is there better communication, and especially between Belgium and France?
Belgium and France have been together on this right from the start. As soon as there was an indication that some of the men involved were born in Belgium, the Belgian authorities were in immediately, and the two have been cooperating strongly. The ongoing operations in Brussels at the moment are being, the French are being updated on that constantly, and yeah, there's an awful lot of cooperation between the two countries. But again, that is just between two. So it's showing that it can be done. It just needs to be widened in the intelligence sharing field.
All right, so there we have it. As we continue to work our way through the top 10, that's number three, serious situation. Number two and number one up next on this Thanksgiving week countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Number two.
The number two item this week, the war continuing on Daesh, D-A-E-E-C-H, I believe is how it's spelled. I don't use ISIS and I don't use ICE. Oh, I use that because that's what they call them in the Middle East. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked with author Ivan Eland about the technicalities behind Hillary Clinton's plan to take them down.
She wants to put up a no-fly zone, and a lot of the Republican candidates are hinting around at this or have said it, too. But the problem with that is you're going to have to take down the Syrian air defenses, and, of course, you're also going to have to deal with the Russian aircraft. And if the Russians don't cooperate, you may have aerial combat between the United States and Russia, and that didn't even happen during the Cold War. And Russia is still a nuclear power. So I think, Obama hasn't done this for a good reason. I'm not sure it really gets you that much. You can provide cover for refugees, but you would then have to put in ground forces to maintain the zone on the ground.
You're getting too technical. Honestly, I get what you're understanding the plan. Most people don't know. They go into a voting booth and they see Marco Rubio's name or Hillary Clinton's name. I recognize Mrs. Clinton's name. I'm voting for her. People aren't paying attention to this stuff. It just becomes so much. They ought to be, but it's so much window dressing. It's a fog. We've created, the news media creates a fog around these people and the issues as well. So I understand you want to get into the weeds with the proposal, but I don't think anybody really cares. Now, let me just pick on one thing that you said, though, that's interesting in terms of the news today about the Turkish shooting down the Russian plane. The Turks belong to NATO. Is there a strain there? I mean, could you even, you said that if we did certain things that were in Hillary's plan, we might get into a war with Russia shooting down some of their planes. Do you actually really believe that that seriously could ever happen? I mean, how is that and there be a survivability? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you put up a no-fly zone, it could happen. That's why they're not doing it. And I think you're absolutely right. the Republican candidates are just trying to be, you know, anti-Obama, and
that's
so
all.
they're saying, well, we got to be tougher on terrorism. Hillary Clinton has fleshed it out, and that's why the no-fly zone has become a little bit more important. But she's sort of doing the same thing. It's not really a starter, and as we see, there's already complications with this Russian aircraft, and it could be that the Russians are telling the truth because the Turks don't like the Russians killing Turkmen on the Syrian side of the border, so they could have just popped it, or a Russia plane could have gone over the line they have before. So we don't know who's telling the truth. We tend to side with Turkey since they're an ally, but we don't really know what happened at this point.
All right, so we have now watered all this stuff down or worked our way to the number one item, which will come up in a matter of moments. Many of you thought probably the war and the situation in the war would be number one. Well, I guess there's a related story to that that we can discuss and debate about the Syrian refugees. That's up next as number one on the countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Okay, as I referred to the number one issue a few moments ago, the tie-in with actually several other stories this week, all focused on Paris, the Middle East, the war on Daesh, and the refugee situation. Here's host Bill Handel talking to his morning crew about Syrian refugees coming into America through Mexico and whether or not there's a problem threat-wise.
Another group of Syrian refugees have turned themselves in to the immigration folks along the U.S.-Mexico border. And somehow we should be upset about that. You would think this would be the safest group of Syrians to ever come in the United States. They turn themselves immediately over to ICE and say, here we are, we want asylum. How are they going to be terrorists?
Well, and they accept that if they know the loophole, that the minute you set foot in the United States and you say the word refugee, it starts a clock. You're not going to be deported. You get to make your claim, you know, the whole thing. It's an easy in.
Except how much security and how much is the government going to be paying attention to this. Surveillance. I mean, they probably assign an FBI person to them 24 hours a day.
And also, the other thing is the reason that people probably should calm down about this is that these guys are looking to be caught. They're not sneaking into the U.S. They're walking up to a Border Patrol guy saying, refugee, salam alaikum, and they want to get here and stay here on a refugee visa.
So these are the last people you would ever figure out would be a threat to the United States.
Unless they know that loophole and they're playing the game.
Even if that's the case, how are they going to disappear into the system?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. The second they get the refugee visa, they don't go into detention. They get out of detention.
But how long does it take? It takes, 18 months? And the FBI still knows about them, and they're on every watch list that exists?
They're supposed to check in. That's when they always disappear. But these are not the people I would fear.
Databases on every Syrian coming in.
I fear...
Is there already a database on every Syrian coming in?
There is. Yeah, of all immigrants. But I fear these EU members who have joined ISIS but have retained their passports, them using that EU passport to come in here as apparently legal legal visitor.
Well, do you need a visa to come in with, a British passport?
No.
No, not at all.
Nope.
You can only stay a certain amount of time. You can't stay indefinitely, but...
You can even fly out of Istanbul.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second half of this focus comes from radio host Joel Riley, here talking to reporter Scott Pringle from the 24/7 News Service about the upcoming Senate vote on letting Syrian refugees into our country with specific qualifications.
Last week, House overwhelmingly passed an idea that we're going to vet out and slow down the Syrian refugee immigration into this country. This week, it's the Senate, and Harry Reid seems to be saying, not going to happen here. Is that about to sum it up, Scott? Harry Reid's trying to put the brakes on this?
That's for sure. That does sum it up. But it is unclear whether the Senate will have enough Democratic votes to go along with the Republican votes to get this bill passed. The magic number is 6. If the Republicans all vote yes, they need 6 Democrats to pass the bill to send it to the president. But they do need 13 Democrats for an override. So that remains to be seen. That's a lot of Democrats. But like you said, 47 Democrats there in the House siding with Republicans, maybe feeling the heat a little bit from some polls showing that Americans don't want the Syrian refugees. It's just over 50% say that. But this bill doesn't block the refugees from coming. It just strengthens the screening process to what the Obama administration argues is an already very rigorous process. And basically, just to sum up the bill, I mean, the main part of it here is that they have the FBI director and the Department of Homeland Security secretary and the director of National Intelligence. These three heads have to sign off on each refugee. So, Obama's administration says this is just too cumbersome. This is, we're talking thousands of refugees. And Republicans say, hey, listen, it will delay it, but we got to make sure here that no terrorists slip through posing as a refugee.
And that's the thing, when you talk about, that struggle, whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or, whoever back in the day, it's they got to be right once. We have to be right every time. I marvel that there's anybody in our Congress, in our leadership that would say, no, we need to expedite this rather than slow it down.
There's the overview. Let me just quickly review from number 10 to number 1 for us here. The Sports Talk Radio Action, which is at number 10, number 9, Thanksgiving, number 8, Black Friday, number 7, the Black Lives Matter protest and issue, State Department travel warning 6, the downed Russian warplane is 5, presidential race is 4, aftermath of Paris 3, and the war on ISIS number 2 and number 1.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.